Welcome back to Win Radio Was, where it's time for our weekly visit with Mary Foster, the editor's daughter. Enjoy.
Now, Mary Foster, the editor's daughter. In the last chapter, Mary Foster Lord told Big Jack Kelsey, ace photographer for Pictures Weekly magazine, that she would have dinner with him previous to his departure for New York. As today's chapter opens, it's about 6:45 in the evening. The place, the living room of the Foster home. Waiting for Jack, Mary is standing before the mirror, giving herself a final inspection, as Amelia Cobb Parrish enters.
Evening, Mary.
Oh, hello, Amelia. Sit down, won't you?
Well, I'm just going to stop for a minute. Oh, that's your new suit you got on, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
First time you've worn it?
Yeah.
Oh, my. I like it. Oh, yes. It's awful becoming to you.
Oh, thank you.
Mm, it's awful becoming. But say, Mary, I just heard down street that Ida's hired girl, Peggy Cotter, went and married that peddler, Willie Quinn.
Mm-hmm. Evidently she did, Amelia.
Well, I declare, when'd you find out about it?
Early this afternoon. Bill Nelson and Dad went over to the trailer park to find out who that woman was living in the trailer. The one who wouldn't answer your knock?
Yeah.
And it turned out to be Peggy Cotter.
Well, now, what do you know about that? But if you knew about it this afternoon, for goodness sake, why didn't you or your father tell me? I like to know what's going on.
Well, weren't you in the office this afternoon?
Oh, no, I wasn't. I was making the rounds of the town, getting up my personal item.
Well, I'm sure Dad would have told you if you had been at the office.
Well, seems to me he might at least have tried to hunt me up to tell me.
Oh,
gosh, honest, I do hate to meet folks on the street and have them starting to talk to me about something just as if I knew all about it when I don't. Especially when I'm working on your father's newspaper.
Oh, well, I wouldn't let it worry me too much, Amelia. After all, it is a rather trifling matter.
Not to me, it ain't. And I'm going to tell your father so when I see him.
Well, he'll be downstairs in a few minutes, I think. But just imagine Peggy marrying that man and not saying a word to anybody.
Yeah, and old Ida not saying a word either. Do you suppose she knew?
Why, of course she knew.
And wouldn't mention it to a soul.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, well, that's just like Ida. But what in the world do you think made Peggy want to marry that peddler?
Probably she was in love with him. That's the best reason I can think of.
But how could she be? He's such a plain little man.
Oh.
Well, for that matter, though, Peggy ain't any raving beauty herself, so I guess it's an even swap.
Well, she must be fond of him. She flew to his defense when Dad and Bill started to question him.
Oh, most likely. He's a good enough fella, as far as I know. Pleasant to deal with. Kind of shy, acting. Well, I wish him luck. You going out tonight, Mary?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I might have known. All dolled up that way. You going out somewhere with the doctor?
Oh.
Oh. Thought most likely you were. Probably with the George Peters, then.
No.
Well, then...
Evening, Amelia.
Oh, hello, Mr. Foster. Say, the next time you hear any such exciting news as Peggy Cotter's marrying that peddler, I wish to goodness you'd let me know about it before everybody else in town does.
Oh, well, I didn't figure it was that important. Besides, you wasn't around where I could tell you. Mary, the baby's acting kind of restless upstairs.
Hmm?
Yeah, maybe you better go up and take a look at him.
Well, is he awake?
No, don't seem to be. Just restless, like, stirring round in his sleep.
Well, he seemed all right at supper tonight. However, I'll go right up. Excuse me, Amelia.
Yeah, sure. Now, don't forget to do that, Mr. Foster.
Don't forget to do what?
Why, let me know when anything as exciting as that happens.
Oh. All right, then, Amelia. I'll hire Jim Drew to hunt around till he finds you and then tell you. That suit you?
Well, I guess you won't have to go to quite that much bother. But I would like to know things.
Well, all right. I'll keep it in mind. Oh, gracious. Seems good to sit down. I've been on my feet most all day.
Yeah. Say, Mr. Foster, where's Mary going this evening?
Where's she going?
Hmm.
Going over to the Mansion House and have a supper with Kelsey, I believe. She said something about it, anyway.
She is? With him?
That's my understanding of it.
Hmm. You approve, do you?
Well, I don't see any special reason not to approve. Kelsey's all right in his own way. Besides, it wouldn't do me any good to disapprove.
No, but I declare, Mr. Foster, I can't for the life of me understand why. When Mary could marry Dr. Nelson with a nod of her head, one of the finest men that ever lived, I can't understand why she has to go fooling around with a fella like Kelsey.
I don't know. I don't know. You better ask him.
Does it make sense to you?
Listen, Amelia. Long ago, I got past the point of trying to figure out what makes sense to women, even to my own daughter, and what don't. Saves a man a lot of extra mental effort, not trying to figure it.
Yeah, but he ain't her type at all. He's good-looking enough, I'm bound to admit that, but he's sort of rough and uncultured. Why, he just don't measure up to Dr. Nelson at all.
You better not talk to Mary about it, Amelia. Say, if you don't mind, I think I'll go out to the office and do a mite more work tonight.
No, I don't mind.
I kind of feel I might write a pretty good editorial.
You're listening to Mary Foster, the editor's daughter, on When Radio Was. We'll be right back. And now let's wrap up this episode of Mary Foster on When Radio Was.
Can't understand what possesses Mary.
Dad, will you answer that, please? If it's Jack, tell him I'll be down in a jiffy.
I'll answer it. Your father just went out to the office.
All right.
Oh, evening, Mr. Kelsey. Come in.
Good evening, Mrs. Parrish. Are you the new hostess?
Mary said she'd be right down. Have a chair.
No, thanks. I've been sitting down most of the afternoon. I'll just stand over here by the mantel.
Oh, suit yourself. It was kind of a surprise to me to answer that door, see you.
Oh, was it? Well, it was kind of a surprise to me to have you open the door.
I mean, I didn't expect to see you.
I get the point, ma'am.
I expected it would be Dr. Nelson.
Oh? Somebody sick? Oh, that's too bad.
No, nobody's sick.
I trust it's nothing serious.
Nobody's sick, I tell you. It's because
A person can't take too good care of himself in this day and age. Yes, even a trivial illness can develop into something serious.
Don't you understand me? I'm trying to explain. I didn't expect to see Dr. Nelson because anybody's sick.
One usually associates doctors with sickness.
I mean, I expected him to see Mary.
Oh, now I begin to understand, ma'am. Oh, but you don't need to worry about Mary as far as Nelson's concerned.
I ain't worrying.
The great Kelsey's taken over, and from here on, Nelson can be discounted.
Oh, is that so? You don't hate yourself or anything like that, do you?
Well, hardly. It doesn't pay off. Ah, here comes the lovely lady now.
Well, all I got to say is that you ain't got a ghost of a chance against Dr. Nelson.
Sorry to keep you waiting, Jack.
That's quite all right. Mm-hmm. Choice. Real choice. A very, very nifty dish, Mary.
Right, thank you.
Mary, I was just saying to Mr. Kelsey, or suggesting, that Dr. Nelson ain't gonna like this.
Amelia,
but
please. My gosh, that's rather uncalled for.
Well, I don't know as it is. He really...
Allow me, ma'am.
Here, what are you doing? Here, let go of my arm.
It's a lovely twilight outdoors, and I feel
you,
that you shouldn't...
Here, land's sake. Jack.
Night.
Jack, what in the world are you doing?
Doing? Doing? It's all done, my dear.
But pushing her right out the door, my gosh.
Oh, no. Usher is the word, Mary. I merely ushered her out the door. The lady was doing too much talking of a competitive nature. And in such an instance, it's always wise to expedite the departure of said lady. Or in other words, the bum's rush.
Jack. She'll be furious. I bet she's so mad right now she couldn't say a word.
Ideal state of affairs. But allow me to tell you again how very lovely you look.
Thank you.
And to present you with these tulips.
Oh, aren't they lovely?
They should be. I just picked them out of your flower garden by the side of the house.
Oh. Well, I appreciate the thought, Jack, but... I'd better not let Dad know you picked them. He was cultivating those tulips very conscientiously.
Well, nothing else would match your lips, honey. Oh, yes. Yes, and speaking of lips...
No, Honestly, Jack Kelsey, there are times when you are simply impossible. I've a great mind not to go with you just for that.
Think nothing of it, my pet. That was merely a very casual caress, a friendly caress. But come, let us away. In your car.
I just don't know what to make of you. I declare I don't. However, let's go out through the office. I want to see Dad for a moment before we leave.
I think I hear him coming in. Yes, I do.
Say, what in thunder ails Amelia?
Uh-oh.
Why, Dad?
Why, she just looked in at the office door. She was trying to tell me something. Or at least I judge she was. But all that happened was her mouth opened and closed like a goldfish. Wasn't any sound at all. Is she feeling all right?
Well, I guess she's well enough, Dad, but...
She's the most unusual woman, Henry. Addicted to flights of fancy, I take it.
Oh, fancy nothing. She looked just plain boiling mad to me. Anything happen here to make her mad?
Why, Henry, the idea. Why, we treated the good lady with the greatest of courtesy. Now, shall we go, Mary?
In a second, Jack. Dad, I think the baby's all right. He is a little restless, but he doesn't seem to have any fever. I told Della, however, and she's going to listen for him.
Yeah, well, I hope he'll be all right.
He should quiet down very shortly. If you should need me, though, Jack and I are having dinner at the Mansion House.
Yeah, all right. I guess it won't be necessary to call you. Well, good night.
Good night, darling.
Be seeing you, Henry. Ah, and now for a joyous evening, honey. Joyous for me, and doubly joyous for you.
One thing Jack Kelsey does not lack is confidence in himself. But underneath his half-joking manner, is he really in love with Mary? Perhaps we'll learn more about this next time. Now, in just a moment, Henry Foster will bring us a few words of his homely philosophy. But first, your neighborhood Kroger store is the only place you can buy the new Kroger bread. The brand new bread with a twist in the brand new blue and white wrapper. It's Kroger for better values in famous foods. Yes, the wonderful foods you see advertised in Life magazine are featured in your neighborhood Kroger store. Shop at Kroger for better values. Now, Henry Foster.
Well, sir, here's one you might like to mull over and kind of grin at. It may be true we're what we think, but I can't say as I know many folks who are what they think they are. I guess that applies to me, too. Well, see you soon. Bye.
Be sure to listen tomorrow for another dramatic episode in the story of Mary Foster, the editor's daughter.
From the late 1940s, that indeed, Mary Foster, the editor's daughter. We'll have another installment at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we heard Ted DeCorsia in the Escape production, The Boiling Sea. Well, my question pertains to a couple of his big screen roles. DeCorsia worked for the same director in the 1956 crime drama, The Killing, and the 1960 historical epic, Spartacus. Can you name that American-born, England-based director? I'll have the answer and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Somewhere beyond the sea.
MusicRewind.com brings you 100 hits of the great crooners, a 4-CD collection of silky smooth original recordings sung by your favorite artists.
That music I hear, I get misty the moment you're near. Hey there.
Order 100 hits of the great crooners at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and save over 10% off the original price. Pay only $19.98, plus save on shipping. Just enter or mention promo code WOW77.
Why should it be true that I get a kick out of you?
Enjoy some of the greatest crooners of all time, including Bing Crosby, Tony Bennett, Nat King Cole, Ray Charles, Fred Astaire, Louis Armstrong, and so many more.
Well, you can cry me a river, cry me a river.
Go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now to take advantage of this great offer. Use promo code WOW77 to save over 10% off the original price and get reduced shipping.
I'm crossing you in style someday. It's just the thought of you.
Don't wait. Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com to get 100 hits of the great crooners at the special price of only $19.98 and get a bonus on shipping. Remember promo code WOW77 to get this amazing deal. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced a flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a passkey, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to to use online. We also announced a thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, they can enable a better shopping experience all through AI. And it's a way in which the consumers can have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about the 1956 crime drama The Killing and the 1960 historical epic Spartacus. I wanted to know the name of the director. His credits also include 2001 A Space Odyssey, Clockwork Orange, The Shining, and Full Metal Jacket. The answer is Stanley Kubrick. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done, but hey, visit us at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.